Sao?
You get up. And how about American and democracy? There is no the world is a college of corporations. And I serve on a town writer, not by law scientists. Not by the places. I chose
is. Thanks, DJ Doom. Playing that through the speakers and I am not all professional, am I? But hey, it's all about connecting voices anyway. Let's see. Now that I've got myself back together, let me explain where I was at. Damn it. Incredible. I've got so many wires stuck to me. Is what I'm doing is trying to make sound quality better. I am really jumbling myself here. I've knocked pictures loose, my hat off. Oh my.
You're good at that though.
Yeah, let me just say. Dadgummit. Okay. So let's try this. This is no time for rational thinking. And the big puzzle with Sex Ed and Imp Creep. Jerry Prince is our guest today of the big puzzle. From Shake and Wake Radio. Welcome, Barry. I'm glad you could make it in to my train wreck here.
Well, they call it amateur radio for a reason, Benson. Yeah, thanks for having me in today, bud.
Yeah, I enjoyed the talk with you last Sunday when we talked with the round table. I completely discombobulated myself trying to hold on these wires. Hopefully, this is going to be better. Now, the problem was, is leaning back away from my mic, and I clipped it onto my hat. I think Flash has my camera. I've got my camera on, so he can see and laugh at me while we're talking.
Free comedy and a spliff. I can't ask for better life.
So welcome, everybody, to World Truth, Real Liberty Media, and side-by-side over there at UCY.TV. Y'all are hanging. Come on over here to Real Liberty Media. Join the chat there. Click Channel 24. Mute your player, and you'll be in chat side by side with UCY.TV and Real Liberty Media World Truth. And hey, we're rolling. It is what it is. There's the link. Oh, I think that was something else from the general. Okay. Now, let me bump back over here to World Truth. And in the link that I sent you, there's an invite there for to come over to worldtruth.org, and it's a great place to connect with people. There's a whole lot better connection, I think, than World Truth. Facebook. I'm sorry. Facebook is a good resource for all the people I've got gathered up there. But when you really want to make a good connection with folks, thanks, DJ. That was DJ Doom. He made that for me, and I hope I didn't butcher it. But anyways, he said couldn't hear it. It was really rough. Well, that sucks. I'll listen to it. Anyways, come to World Truth. Join us over here. Get social media site. Part of really, the fight against what is the social engineering that we have that is against us and Facebook. So, sex education going on up there. It seems to mimic the United States and what's going on around in different countries. And Flash had made a good comment about that earlier, talking about the kind of varying ancient societies. It is kind of related in a sense, but trying to change our perspective, enforce values or non-values from some onto another. Welcome, Barry. Big puzzle. Glad you could make it. And let me hand you the mic and let you intro yourself.
Oh, yeah, I'm just an old Canadian up here that kind of watches everything that's going on in the world every day. And I spend a lot of time doing research. I don't watch TV anymore in my house. That's a good thing. One of the things that I really started looking into here a couple, 3 months ago when it was brought to my attention was the sex education program that's being brought into public schools in Ontario. And even though I know you guys are down in America, we see these same curriculums now starting to creep in schools all around the planet, i.e. the government of British Columbia now is murmuring about mimicking the education program that Kathleen Wynne is bringing into Ontario. So to say that this is not going to show up everywhere in our education programs, I think that would be keeping your head in the sand, because this is coming all over the place. I've talked to lots of people around the world about this particular issue, and they are seeing the same thing happen inside their school systems. But this education program brought up by Kathleen Wynne's government here is to say that it knocked me off my feet would be an understatement. I'm 61 years old now, guys, and I've seen a lot of changes in my life, but I remember very, very well what my public schooling was like when I was 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11 years old. And the stuff that children are being exposed to now at ages of 6 and 7, if that same curriculum had even been murmured in our society back when I was 6 and 7 and 8 years old, there would be people being hung on the street in the government over it. And yet now we see it creeping into our society and a certain sector of society accepting this. What we have found out here in the last couple of months is a lot of people in the Ontario don't understand the depth and exactly what is in this curriculum. The government's very, very good at hiding things like this from the public. Public input involved in this program was almost nil. The people that were involved were very questionable in their input. There is a lot of rabbit holes involved with this program. But I'm going to highlight just a couple things that really kind of knocked me off my feet, guys. The first time I heard it is, grade one now, when children are 6 years old, they are going to be taught gender identity, all parts of the human body. And, of course, this will be done by videos or not videos, pictures in the classroom being taught by a 40 or 45-year-old teacher. In grade six, they're taught masturbation and the pleasure involved in masturbation. Grade 7, they're talking about the explicitness of anal sex and how it was normal, how it was accepted in the world, how it is something that's healthy for you. They're talking explicitly about oral sex and what pleasure this can bring to their body. We're talking children that are 13 years old. And I'll tell you, buddy, when I was 13, I hadn't even seen a naked body. I wasn't exposed to anything like this until I was 15 or 16 years old. I grew up in a very, very healthy environment where we went to school, we were taught geography, we were taught math, we were taught things that were relevant to what we were going to deal with in the future, and the shift in this society I've seen, it shocks me right to the core. It really does. It's just like, what is going on? I mean, this is so deep, it's so evil in my world, the way I see things, that I really have a hard time wrapping my mind around it, guys. I really do. I mean, in grade 8, they're accepting the acceptability of sexual acts in grade 8 at 13 and 14 years old. The program is absolutely inappropriate for age. Absolutely shocking for age. It is nowhere near age appropriate. I don't believe it has any place in our public schools. But the people, when you understand who is behind these programs, you'll understand why it is being pushed into our public schools. The gentleman that brought this program in place was one of the main consultants for outlaying the program for Ontario's schools. This new sex education program was a guy named Ben Levine. Ben Levine, since he brought this program in for the Ontario government, laid down the guidelines for it, has been convicted on 4 charges of child porn and sexual assault on children. Lovely, eh? So this is the gentleman that laid down this program for Ontario schools. This is the gentleman that Catherine Wynne, in her wisdom, accepted as a proper program. That is only one of the people that are involved in this. The other organization that I invite people to really have a good look into is Planned Parenthood of Toronto. And they have manuals of guys that, coincidentally, in the sex education program in the Ontario schools, children are taught the pleasures of anal sex at age 12 to 13 years old. Planned Parenthood has journals out that promote the exact same thing. They have a program called Anal Play 101, which is given to children at 13 years of age. And it is an exact duplicate of what we see coming in the Ontario schools. Kathleen Wynne went to Planned Parenthood in Toronto, and they were one of the main consultants for the new sex education program in Toronto, in Ontario. What I did is I really started looking at all the people that are involved in Planned Parenthood. I went to their website, I looked at all the available journals that are available to 12, 13-year-old children. And I'll tell you, most people don't pay attention to it, but I think it's a time that we should, because they're very explicit. What we're doing, in essence, guys, is we're really taking away the innocence of our youth. We're not allowing children to be children. Girls now, because of the sexualization in our children, in our society, now, if you ask a 9-year-old girl what her purpose is on this earth is to be a sexual object for males. This is what they're indoctrinated in being taught and thought. And, you know, to me, it's a tragedy, because we're taking away the best parts of their lives and filling it with stuff that they shouldn't even be looking at until the age of adolescence, when we become sexually active as a human being. Nothing is relevant up to that point in my life, as far as I'm concerned. Nothing they need to know at that point, up to that age, is relevant. It is really something that's grabbed me, guys, and, you know, there's thousands and thousands and thousands of children not going to school right now in Ontario in protest of this. We are seeing an incredible kickback now as people are actually starting to read the information being provided by the government. If anything, a lot of people weren't aware, and what we have seen through the groups that I'm involved with in Ontario is a tremendous awakening to what exactly is going on with this and where this program is going to go in the future. So it's something that as a parent, as somebody that has grandchildren coming into this world, and what I see in changes, this is not healthy to the human body, guys. This is not healthy to our children. I mean, they're promoting pornography at 13 years old. That's another thing that's laid down into the program. Oh, 14, excuse me. They promote children to go and view pornography so they can identify what they want to do sexually in their lives. Well, I've done lots of hours of research into the effects of pornography on people and adults alone. And then I go into thinking about what this is going to do to children, how this molds their minds, and what kind of morale base we're building in our children. I mean, our society is built on, whether you like it or not, this is my opinion, is that society is built on some kind of a moral fiber. If a society has no moral fiber, that society will, has in the past, and will fall apart. And what we see here, in my opinion, is a complete attack on the moral innocence of our children, being taught stuff that is totally inappropriate for the age. Totally. So that's what I wanted to talk about today. Vince, what do you think about this? This is happening not just in Ontario. This, you see this happening in the United States of America. You see these same programs being brought in especially in the Commonwealth program, countries like Australia and England. It's going widespread. It's something we really, I think, should talk about as adults. What do you think?
Oh, should yeah, I? Okay. Yeah, I certainly agree with that. And it kind of follows topics from yesterday, and Earth Defense Force was on, and talking about these people that hold these seats of decision and authority for us. Thank you, Al. You really go a long way in my education. A lot of stuff I say really reverberate. Can I say it? It echoes. Yeah, thank you. Tongue tied with work today. Again, thank you. Yeah, it really does echo society. We find these folks in this seat of authority over us. And most of them, if not born as psychopaths, they're psychotic. Oh, I can't talk. I'm sorry. psychotic. I think a lot of this has probably a lot to do with conditioning, you know, of younger people into being, you know, thinking that it's the norm to be sexualized by adults. I know that I really can't talk. I give up. Their idea of what the world is just like you said. You know, it's a matter of sexuality, and it's something when, you know, 9, 10 year old girls are, and even younger, in these sex or beauty pageants, whatever you want to call them, but to sexualize little girls is, there's definitely something wrong with that. You know, and I think it's just for acceptance of the norm in society. I'm leaning forward like I'm talking into my mic, and I've got it attached to my hat. And you guys can see me over there. These guys, I've got my camera on for y'all to laugh at me.
Was I supposed to laugh?
ETF is listening, by the way, over at UCY.tv in the chat room there. Hey, like I said, I got it side by side. Go ahead.
Just said, hey, ETF.
Hi, ETF.
Hey.
Bro Dog, Hopper over there. Hi, Grammy. Hi, Guanataco, Beth Z, Grimner, and guess what I did? I've got the pop-up chat also going. If you go to Real Liberty Media, there are players there. You can also hit pop-up chat, so there it is. And there's the users right there. Asmo, Barman, Beth Z, Cowboy Tech, Star Throne, Grimner, Keith, Grammy, At Work, Abby, Don C, Java Doctor, good friend of UCY for a long, long time. Welcome, Dave. Oh, he's not there. He's not green. Oh, well. Anyway, well, I ain't green either, but there's another bunch of list of us. We got some anonymous listeners. I'm here as Vince 2, Vince Roman numeral 2, and WQRLM Vince UCY. So, hey, there are many names after all. And one of us may get this right. So.
It's all good, like we said, it's amateur radio, buddy. But we're here because we like to talk about things that bother us. And, you know, usually when I do my shows, I like to talk about things that drive me nuts. And then I like to just talk about things that make me smile. And in a little while from now, we'll start talking about something that absolutely puts a big smile on my face and fills me with hope for the human race, and that'll be him. But this issue here, buddy, like I said, I'm involved now with 5 or 6 groups in Ontario. And the audience and the people that are joining these groups, we see the numbers going up every day now as more and more people are really starting to grasp exactly what they said, what the education program is trying to teach our children, and how they're being indoctrinated into a social structure that I don't see good for the future of the human race. period. You know, we see sexualization all through our society, but I mean, similarly, through Disney, there is thousands and thousands of incidents that I can point out to people of subliminal sexualization that they don't see it, but it is going into their brains. This has been going on for a long, long time, guys. And I just, yeah. I just like to tell, well, the only thing I like to say to people is that I keep referring to myself as I was younger. And, you know, somebody that's 30 years old was maybe born, you know, 30 years ago. This sexualization of our society was already in full gear at that point, subliminally and through media and through entertainment, et cetera, et cetera. But now we see it coming to the forefront where it's being talked to our children and it's right out in their faces. And I just say to people, that's wrong. We need a moral fiber. However you lay down in your life as something to base yourself on morals, you need that for a society to function. And honestly, if you take that moral fiber out of our society will collapse. It's inevitable, guys. Just
absolutely. And
that's so much harder for people.
I was asked how these two items relate, sex ed and history. And it is time now for the 420 report from the bus beaters. And the message is, we're getting screwed. So get that a little bit into your sexual education. Okay?
They don't have anything to do with each other. Just one of them makes me smile and one of them makes me frown. It's okay.
But it was a good segue. So, yeah, hypersexualization of children. Thank you.
Yeah. And you know what? If you go on the internet, guys, and do study on this and start popping up some links on it, there's like thousands of links now that will point out to people exactly how this is subliminally being put into our children's minds on a daily basis. And I say again that, you know, children should be allowed to be children. Children should be allowed to experience going out fishing and going camping and interacting with each other and not being put this kind of information in their brains at a very, very young age. You know, a child's brain is the most impressionable when they're 6, 7, 8 years old. And what are their brains being filled with? That's just one attack. It's, you know, I see all kinds of attacks on our children. I mean, you look at the violence that's promoted through gaming industry now. Man, I sat down at my buddy's house one day here about a month ago, and again, this, I think his boys were 6 and 7 or 8, and they had this game on, and I just glanced at it. I watched it for a few minutes over the shoulder, and I was going, you know, what are we conditioning our minds of our young people to think that all of this stuff, like, I'm not going to get into violence in games, but I believe they're all interactive, they're all tied together, because it's an attack on the structure of the minds of our youth, and it's coming from all sides, buddy, and then you throw a few vaccines in there, give us some GMO foods, and what do you got? What do you got? Anyway, I didn't want to get into that one, but anyways, yeah, I think they're all tied together, I really do. And that's a deep subject. It's a deep rabbit hole, but we won't go down that one today.
Yeah, I would like to point out that, you know, the hormones in the milk and all that stuff, come in and the growth hormones in the chicken. I think, yeah, they are probably bringing maturity on a little faster. And, you know, in the past, this is a different world today, right? I mean, in the past, girls were getting married at 12, 14 years old. I'm not saying it's right or wrong. But we do live in a different society, and all that comes out of Hollywood adds to the you know, the commercial society that we live in, and the consumer pick lighter society. Usually that and throw it away, and that's the same thing that are being done to the youth. You know, I watched a wonderful video from, I believe the little girl was from Holland or Denmark. Jeremy posted that, actress, and a little girl, I think she was 9 years old, beautiful, beautiful voice. But you know, when the industry gets done with her, she'll be just like another Miley Cyrus, probably, you know?
Yeah, unfortunately, the entertainment industry now is set up, either you play their way or you don't play. And we've seen thousands of examples of that, lots of testimonials that are people that have been inside the industry, and they'll tell you exactly what's going on inside there. I mean, that's a subject that we could talk about for hours, because I've done hours and hours of research on that. And when I say it's all tied together, what we're doing with our children by exposing them to this much sexualization at this young of age, we're prepping them. We're grooming them for the future. You know, I say to people, you know, the organization that's laying down this education for Ontario, Planned Parenthood in Toronto, well, you know, who performs all the abortions in Ontario? So, wow, man, if I wanted to build my business, wouldn't I promote sex to a younger generation, have them going out banging each other when they're 12 and 13? And, boy, the abortion business would go right out with it. I mean, we could get some stocks in that one, buddy. I mean, that sounds kind of far-fetched, but I go, wow, you know, we're making business for the future, you know? And then we won't talk about post-abortion syndrome and what that does to young people. It tears their brains apart. They'll be paying for that for the rest of their lives. But you don't hear about that in the sex education program. You don't hear about, they very, very lightly touch on HIV. And what they do actually in this program is put out to young people that you can still, believe it or not, I invite people to look into this program yourself because I'm shocked when I read this part about it. But they're actually telling young people that HIV isn't a big deal, that you can still have sexual relations with other people, even though you're HIV positive, as long as you use protection. But they don't tell the young people that condoms fail on an average of 25% to 30%. So if you got all of these young people out there that going, hey man, it's okay to have HIV and go bang my neighbor, and all of a sudden that condom fails and they've got HIV and the government's playing it down like it's a cold. Then you got to read the documents. I got a copy of the whole manifesto, and it shocks me because I don't want this crap being taught to my kids. And I'm hearing this from thousands of people now, tons of good feedback where people are pissed right off. The government does not have a place doing this in our society. They're taught there to educate, not to promote this kind of activity to people at an age where it's totally unacceptable for age. Totally. So it disturbs me, guys, and I talk about it because it drives me nuts. I want to see a stop to put this. And what we're seeing now in Ontario is there's going to be enough people to rise up against this, and the people's voice will be heard. And we get enough people going against it, and everybody starts talking about it, and you share it at your kitchen table with your friends and neighbors, and ask you through yourself if this is what you want your child to be exposed to growing up, and then stand against it. Because if we all sit back and do nothing about it, they'll get their way. So it's just something I'm passionate about, guys. It drives me nuts. I don't want to see it for my kids, period. Yeah, and that's the part of the show that drives me nuts.
The abortion topic is a pretty heated, emotional topic, and one that I'd probably like to come back to before we round out today. As far as AIDS, now about 20 years ago, and I can't remember the guy's name, he was talking about AIDS and it being a cross between sheep brain rot virus and the bovine leukemia. I've since seen a lot more information on this and the actual AIDS being a true disease and not something that's manipulated and used in the sick care industry is a topic all into itself. But originally, 20 years ago, this guy was saying that the virus is so small, it goes through the pores of a condom like a basketball through a 10-foot loop or hoop. So if AIDS is an actual virus, the acquired autoimmune syndrome, HIV, the human virus that comes along, and there's a lot to talk about this. So it just leads me to wonder. There's a lot of people talking about how that actually it's the treatment of AIDS that really kills. There's many alternative which are the original of treatments, like colloidal silver for one, and alkalizing your body and so on. So as far as true health care, it's diametrically opposed to the sick care industry that serves us. And if you're just now tuning in, you're here all alone because you missed the end of the world.
Your producer's making me gut myself here and I'm trying to talk. We got a video on there, and I've been cutting myself in the last couple of minutes here. I've had the mic muted out. Didn't want to interrupt your show. what were we talking about now?
Abortion and AIDS.
Oh, hey, well, abortion. Well, everybody has their view on abortion by the place that life begins at conception. True.
Yeah, I mean, it's
just where I'm at.
It's a scientific fact.
That's a life, and it's going to be a human being.
Life so begins at 40.
Yeah. Yeah, but now they're folks, birth abortions.
Yeah, well, whatever.
What the hell is that all about, guys?
What's the difference? I mean, can you wife still say, like, I'm not going to send my kids to sex education in school, so I'm just going to kill them. Post-abortion.
Well, once you get it after the baby's actually birthed, the organs are a lot more developed and worth a lot more money, too. That's what that's all about, buddy.
Yeah, I think that's
probably true. Yeah, that sounds weird, doesn't it? But it's true. I've gone down that rabbit hole, too. Don't want to go there, too.
So, how are we transmitting? Is my sound any better to the listeners? It takes 40 seconds for the delay to get to there, so... Give me a chat there, Grimner, if the sound quality is better today with my mic being attached to my head. Can you see me, Barry? Look, I've got
one. I'm
Vinny Stein of Steam. I got wires coming out.
I don't want to put my video on because it screws up my Skype. So,
I'm sorry. Leave it up.
It's kind of cool watching people talk when you're actually on shows, and I've never experienced that before. You guys really put me in a real laid-back mood when you first started talking today, and how you go about this network kind of puts a guy in a really relaxed mood. So, first time I've ever actually experienced that when I got on a radio show with guys. You know, it's like, you guys are going, right here, let's talk. So,
we're all
kudos to you. Yeah. Kudos to you.
We're a little more than dancing monkeys, after all.
Not me.
You're the one who put it up there.
That's right. That's right. It's my new logo. Stole it from Skype. From our future company.
Yeah. It was a Drive 420 report today.
No.
Maybe not in Denmark.
Oh, right.
Anyways, I did post a chat and link in chat there for anybody who wants to have a look at what's going on in Ontario. There's three really good videos there, and I urge anybody that's concerned about this issue to have a view on those videos and look at the information they're providing. It should shock you.
I wonder what would be.
I wonder what
would be more traumatizing to a child at 6 years old, to find out how the banking system works, or to find out what hole they're peeing out of. It's an interesting.
Well, both would traumatize them, wouldn't it?
If they were
manipulated through the banking system at 6 years old, they wouldn't. Anybody learns how we're being manipulated by the banking system.
I was being sarcastic because at six, you don't even know what day it is. So why are they even? I think they're doing this just to push the reality that the government controls everything, and if you don't like it. They got a nice jail cell for you somewhere. Push the issue far enough, and you'll be locked up before you can say, Jack, be nimble. That's what I think.
Yeah, well, you know, I've come to a realization in my life that anybody's involved in speaking truth on alternative media. We all got a bullseye on our forehead, buddy. I mean, when the time comes, guys like you and guys like Vince and anybody else that's out there speaking about anything that they don't like is going to be locked up. But I don't worry about that. When it comes
out,
bring it, buddy.
Yeah, welcome to the OCON has joined Real Liberty Media, and I don't see your link, Barry. Where'd you post it? What's your chat?
I put it over in the Real Liberty Media. At the beginning of the show, I posted it. I'll link it there. Scroll down, you can see it. I can post it here for you, if you want.
Yeah, I'm not copying. I'll put it down here as well.
There you go. There. That one right there. You can post that around.
Holy.
But, yeah, I know, it's a big link. I didn't make it, buddy.
No, it's just, you know, on a talk about sex and you put up a big link, I just thought it was amusing.
Well, it just takes you to a page.
Couldn't put a small link on there, you know, you had to put a big one up.
Yeah, I
didn't make the problem, I'm just making it work.
Roman numeral 2, that's Cap II. Shout out to Captain Gringo. Where are you at? Oh, yeah,
Okay. Well, we got that one off our minds.
No, now it's on my mind. It's not gone anywhere.
Okay. Well, you know, buddy, honestly, I'm going to say one more thing on this subject, and then maybe we'll move on. It's like I said, society has to have some kind of a moral fiber. And what we're seeing in society is an attack on the use of moral fiber. That's how I see it. And that plays very, very well into their agenda. If you've gone down the rabbit holes and you understand where they're taking society, this fits their agenda perfectly. So I just tell people to take the time and have a look at it yourself and feel for yourself what you think about it. And if it disturbs you, then become proactive. That's all.
Well, I'm not really clear on what the fiber, this moral fiber that you refer to, I don't recognize it as anything that's real. Society is a complete waste of my time, so I try not to participate in it.
Unfortunately, we all live in this society, and when society goes down, it will impact us all, correct?
No, so, I don't see how. What is it going to change my mind somehow because everybody else believes something? That's never worked before. So it's not going to affect me any. But I'm still curious, you referred to the moral fiber of society that I don't see what that is. I've never thought of a society as being anything but immoral, illegal, and just against the common man. It's only for the select
few. I guess I'm reflecting more on what I've seen in my short 60 years on this planet, the changes I've seen in our society, and what I have seen change as a far as attacking, or okay, if you think, if you are of the opinion that sexualizing children at that age is a good thing, it's healthy for them, then that's your opinion. I'm just sharing.
That's insane. That's just like teaching banking. It's fucking insane. I'm sorry, but it's just insane to think that a child of that age is capable of doing anything more than playing in the mud. That's what six-year-olds do.
They talk to our children that this is not, they don't want them playing in the mud.
Right.
They want them starting to think about stuff that's totally inappropriate at totally inappropriate ages.
The government, I'm trying to say that.
What is the agenda behind that?
The government is, I'm trying to tell you what I see. The government is flexing its muscle and showing you just who you really are. Nobody. They will tell you what you can do. They will tell you when you can do it, and you will thank them for it at the end of the day, or by God, they will put you out. There you go. That's what they're showing you.
That's where society is right now, isn't it?
Well, right.
So
but see, this is
stop that?
No. There's no way to stop it. But this is, you can take yourself out of it somehow, but you can't stop this ball from rolling. It's too far gone.
I agree with you absolutely 100%.
They use the law to punish the population under the guise of this is for your own good, because most people don't have the time, interest, or resources to find out what the truth is. They don't even know they're being lied to.
I agree with you, say that this is really at a point where it's almost to the point where we cannot stop it.
No.
I still believe that if the whole world was to awake and everybody on this planet knew exactly how much threat there was to their future, you might see enough of an outcry and enough arising of people that we do outnumber them. They have unbelievable control mechanisms over us. We know they have toys set aside for a certain period when they're going to unleash them or not. I mean, they control the banks. They control everything in our society. If society collapses, it puts a state of tyranny in society. And how people are going to react to that, that's a big question. But most people aren't prepared for the state of tyranny that government could implicate in 48 hours in society.
Could.
Passing the dollar.
Could.
And that's coming. I believe that's coming.
I believe it's already here. I see it all the time.
Right on the tip. Right on the tip, Lou.
Doesn't
believe that.
Oh, on the tip, in the middle, at the end. What difference does where matter? Just recognize it for what it is. Society is a total failure. A total failure in every way, shape, and form of the word fail. Society has done it. Nobody gets along. Everybody wants what everybody else wants. It's a joke. And they start them out. They stuff this crap down your throat in the forced school curriculum.
Of course they do, buddy. We're conditioned right from the time. What do you think they call TV programming for, you know?
I don't know. I didn't watch it.
We're programmed right from the time we're born to accept what society is. And it's all a lie. We all know that. But to get the people to actually say, hey, I got to go outside the box and start looking at this, they don't want to do that because it knocks them right out of their comfort zone. You tell people yeah. that the government's evil, and some people still look at it and think, hey, wait a second, you got a tinfoil hat on.
I know.
I have seen it, buddy. I'll tell you honestly, in my own life, in the circles that I'm traveling in my town, I have seen people now that 2 or 3 years ago called me an absolute crackpot are now going, hey, wait a second. I've started to look at some of this stuff, and I get conversations started with me from people that 2 or 3 years ago would have called me a crackpot. I see people talking now in ways that I've never seen before. Hopefully, we can get together and legally put a stop to this, but I don't know, buddy. They have power like you would not believe. You look at the power the U.S. government's got. I mean, look at the power of the banks. Look at everything they're doing, the control mechanisms they can bring in. Unbelievable what they can blind this with.
If you comply.
I'm glad that the world's changing today. And that has, of course, a lot to do with the Internet. You know, I've 20 years, good 20 years of, you know, thinking outside the box, but probably closer to 30, you know, with the first 10 of that, you know, adjusting. And the last 5 years, adjusting even more. But the thought for today, thank you, Grammy Mary. He who treasures small things in life. Has found the path to happiness. And that's our motto for today.
Yay!
And mine too, and it doesn't matter that I'm small, but we all add up. And remember, thanks Lonnie Clark, happiness is resistance.
Well, I'll tell you, one of the things, can I talk about one thing for 2 minutes here, guys?
Yeah.
Sorry. If any of your listeners have ever heard of Chaga Mushroom, if you haven't heard of it, please go on the internet and look up Chaga Mushroom. And if you can get it through your health food stores, or if you have birch forest anywhere in your neck of the woods, and you can harvest Chaga, if you're anywhere that it's harvestable, go out and get the stuff, guys. Because it is the number one, and this is through many, many medical journals now worldwide, the number one superfood in the world, most medicinal mushroom in the world. I got involved in it about 18-19 months ago. I've been using this stuff myself for about that period of time, and I'm 61, and honest to God, from the bottom of my heart, I feel like I'm 40 years old again. I have seen incredible changes in my body, and one of the things that I try to do now in my life is we have so many problems in society as far as health of people, and what I've kind of got into here in the last couple of years is really finding out stuff that helps the body. And I got turned on to Chaga, guys, and I'll tell you, look it up. Go on the internet. I'm going to post you a link right now. You can post that in your chat. And get people to have a look at that. It'll absolutely astound you, the medical benefits of Chaga Mushroom. I've got a business now, and we're selling it all over Canada. I've got a website called Canada Chaga. I didn't come here to promote it, but I'm seeing incredible changes in people's body, and I'd love to share that with people. So that's all I'll say about it today, guys. I said you'll look at it. It's big time healer of the body, buddy. Right up there with
I'm already subbed there, the Superfood Evolution on YouTube. So I'll bring that over. I did also get a link here, chagaknowledge.com, Wild Forest Chaga. I've got a birch or a beech tree?
Birch tree. Chaga grows on cottonwoods, it'll grow on alders, but the only chaga that's good is the one that grows on the birch tree. And a lot of times when we're harvesting, guys, we go up 20 feet off the tree to get it. Like most of it's 10 or 12 feet off the ground. And we only harvest a certain time of the year when the tree's in its dormant state. We're just going into a dormant state is when we harvest. So yeah, it's pretty cool stuff. But I won't take up the show with that. I just like to plug it because I like people to have a look at it, because if you can get it, guys. Put it in your body will go, yahoo!
Hey, we're on our way to corporate sponsorship, Vince. This is
I bet it grows here in Arkansas. We've got some birch trees.
Yeah, unfortunately, the problem in Arkansas, do you get cold winters?
Yeah.
Okay, well, that's cool. As long as you harvest it when it's zero or even around zero or just below zero, you want to harvest it with the trees and it's going into a dormant state because the concentration of nutrients in the chaga are greater than if you took that chaga off the tree in the summertime.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So
it looks like it's important.
Yeah, they're out there, buddy. But yeah, it's pretty cool stuff. I've seen it knock cancer out of two people in this community. I've got a gentleman here, guys. I'll say this for 1 minute, okay? But I'll give you his phone number. You can give him a call. His name's Larry, and he was sent home to die. They came with him three times. When Larry came home, they said he got 3 months to live. He was 98 pounds. His face was pale. No color in his body, and he was sick. I got him on a Chaga, buddy, and he started drinking 2 ounces a day. Larry now is 25 pounds in full remission. He's put on. All the colors come back to his body, and he's running around like a chicken with his head cut off. Give him a call. He'll talk to anybody out there. If you want a phone number, he'll talk to anybody about Chaga. And I'll give it to you, Vince. You can, if people have made a request to have a talk with this guy about Chaga, he'll rant on about it. So,
A good guest to come up. So I guess I'm going to consider punishing myself or you, the listener, more, and do another run all next week long. So I'll be putting together some guests for next week. I've got a couple in mind. So perhaps you can get hooked up with him and bring him on as one of our guests. So normally we run Fridays, noon central here for No Time for Rational Thinking. And this week we're running some bonus episodes, and we're having folks of different opinions and ideas and information, and you know, not everybody's agrees with one particular person, but for myself, I'm just starved for knowledge. I love knowledge, and it don't matter if I agree with a person or not, because you know, who am I after all? We're all just you know, think we know.
I don't.
I am a libtard radio mouth.
Wait. Then we all think we know. No. That's not what I tell you. That's not what I say. I say these are the impressions that I get from the way I see life, but right or wrong, I don't even play that game. I don't even care about that. I just know what I like, and if I don't like it, I push it out of my life, and it doesn't exist anymore. I deal with what pleases me.
Cool.
So,
yeah, I was laughing. Yeah. Charles is sitting in the chat there, and anytime I get on Charles' shows, I always bring up Chaga. He's going, you had to go to Chaga, didn't you, Barry? Yes, wow. Charles, and sorry, buddy. I know you're out there listening.
My good friend Chuck O'Kelly, the O'Kelly Effect, that World Truth, and find him on the internet.
Hey, Chuck.
He's great. Great guy. Go listen to him. He's always got great guests.
He started the week out here. Yeah, we talked about JFK. Granny Mary said she does a lot with essential oils. Oh, let's see, what was that one? If I tartary, if you have congestion in the chest, put some tartary oil on your chest. Man, I had that for like 2 weeks. Man, I put that fir tree oil on, and it was gone in a day.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's herbs in the forest that'll do the same thing for body, man. Like, there's stuff up here we call a stinging nettle, and you know, hundreds of years ago, when the Indians broke their legs and their arms, they didn't have casts, man. What they did is they took this stuff called stinging nettle, and it's called stinging nettle because when it touches your skin will explode. But they took stinging nettle, they'd wrap it around their arm, and they'd cover it with another herb called comfrey. And I looked at the Indian healing 200, 300 years ago here, and in 3 weeks, the bone had totally healed. And they how else did they heal their bones? Well, now we set casts, but you don't need a cast. Everything that we need. And, you know, I only really got into this 3 or 4 years ago in my life, guys, and I was kind of away from it. I didn't really start looking into this stuff, but I've come to the conclusion in my life that everything we need to heal our bodies is provided by the earth. Outside of the earth, you're taking chances. Period.
I would agree with that 100%. You know, all the pharmaceuticals are made from a whale, right? So, I'm going to tell you my experience with stinging nettle. For several years, I had to take and several of them, or I'm pretty sure it has to do with the processed foods I've been eating or ate them. But stinging nettle, there's a variety called horse nettle, and I eat it. And you know what? I haven't taken an allergy pill in like 3 years now.
Well,
I don't even get the problem.
I gotta keep this one quiet, Vince, but don't tell anybody. But stinging nettle, when you the first 3 weeks to get it up here, it's almost a ginseng, and it has almost the identical properties. But don't tell anybody that, because I don't want them out there taking it all out of the forest on me. Okay, you didn't hear that. It's actually classified in the ginseng family. Okay, if you look at this thing, then you'll find that out. That in the, I've been told, and this came from a gentleman in Vancouver, that he wants stinging nettles the first 3 weeks that it's growing up here every year. So I did a little search into it. I'm going to look into it a little bit more. But what I found out, comfrey, man, there's another one, guys, and it grows all over the place up here. You ever spray a muscle in your body? I'm not kidding you. You wrap it with comfrey and wrap it for one night, and the muscle, it'll go away. I know that, Vince, because I play hockey, and when I tweak my groin, I'm goalie, and when I tweak my groin, I get my comfrey out, I wrap it around my leg, and I put a bandage around it for one night. It used to be like you tweak your groin as a goalie, it takes 2 or 3 weeks to heal. And I'm not lying, man. 2 days later, I'm back on the ice playing hockey. Takes it right away. And it's called comfrey. Look it up on the internet. Look it up on the internet. It's called comfrey.
Yeah, let's market that as comfrey cross.
Yeah, no, I'm just blown away with what's I mean, in the last 3 years, I've just been looking into all these things that the earth provides. I'm adding it to my diet. I'm getting away from stuff I know is bad. And all of a sudden, your body starts going pirouettes. It does. And then it seems like your clarity in your brain gets better. Like you seem to think better. And I don't say I'm thinking better now than I was before, but it seems to me like I am. I don't know. I can't explain that one. But anyways, everything you do to your body affects your brain. And the less toxins in your body, and the more you add things that will help your immune system, the way your body will actually function when it's functioning properly. I mean, you know, if you look at immune systems in human beings right now, and if you took the immune system of a gentleman from 1968 and compared to the immune system of a person living today, you'd find on an average the immune system in the human body is about 40 to 45% weaker now than it was in 1968. The same thing goes like my good friend Roger Landry from the Liberty Beacon has said many times that, you know, in 1968, North America and Canada were the healthiest nations on the planet. And now we are the sickest nations on the world, leading the world in many, many categories. So there's been a monumental shift in our society. And I think we all really start have to identify it, man, because it's the many, many factors that have brought us to this point. It's just not one factor in our society, it's many. But those are deniable facts. So you've got to ask yourself what's changed, that's all.
I'm going to need a little temporary as I reach around and pat myself on the back for connecting voices, Roger Landry and Chuck O'Keller.
Yay for me! Yay for me!
Everybody say amen.
Yay, man.
Hey, I am proud of the people I bring together, and that's my strong point. Obviously, if you're listening, it's not me being able to talk or do things.
Anybody out there listening, to go to the Liberty Beacon and have a look at the work that Roger does. That guy spends 18 hours a day relentlessly, 7 days a week.
Yeah,
hey,
y'all hear that?
Yeah,
well,
yeah, I heard that.
That was
close, man.
What's
that?
Oh, my God, he's like 200 foot up, man. There'll be another one right behind him.
Was that
an
owl
or an eagle? Wait, listen here. Here he comes. I'll use a little farther to the north.
A little bit. The first one was right over you.
They came over. They fly out of Jacksonville Air Force Base to see the new C-130 H's. They run maneuvers over and fly down the river valley, and, you know, over the hills and hollers. But it's pretty amazing sight. Who can make war with a beast, right?
You.
Well, I'm in the war now.
Yeah, I mean you're the revolution, right?
Yeah.
You've got a red chip on your mailbox, buddy. We all got red stickers on our mailboxes.
I'm going to have to go look now and see if they put one on there.
I don't.
Well, that's because you're over in Denmark.
Oh, yeah. Poor me. I know.
Come on over here.
No, I left there.
You'll get your dot.
I left North Carolina in September of 2011 and haven't been back.
I blame it.
No, I don't see any reason to go back to the States.
Why would you want to go back there?
I wouldn't. That's what I just said. I'm
disagreeing with you, buddy. I mean, you couldn't pay me enough money right now to go to the United States of America, but that's okay. Somebody's got to go there.
I scrolled back, I guess, in the chat here at the Liberty Media and stuff, but this is from Juan Ataco. As long as people obey and follow an external authority rather than using their own brain, free will and conscious
consciousness, tyranny could easily happen in a heartbeat. And I think this goes back to what you were saying earlier, so I'm sorry, I'm out of context for it, but if most people didn't and attempted to find out truth and their best path of existence for themselves, authority and much, if not most, of the bad stuff would evaporate. It's very, I've done a lot, so I'm thinking.
Yeah, for sure.
New problems would eventually arise, but at least there might be progress for something better rather than doing the same thing over and over and over throughout history. Yeah, that's like a smidgen of opinion right there. Bessie, Mike must be near the keyboard. That wasn't me. I think that was my mic's on my hat. And yeah, I'm going to hook it up to a new thing. Okay, we're on the floor. Heavy footed dog running. So thanks for filling this out. Because I asked how the audio press and didn't realize I wasn't scrolling. I got 3 incoming there. I think that's Kira Young and Grimmer talking on Skype. She's going to be coming to World Truth Really Read Media very soon.
Yeah.
The bridge, Kira Young.
Yeah.
I think that's simulcast, I'm not sure. Grammy says pharma has just been in the game for the last 150 years or so.
Yeah.
Okay, so now I'm back in the sky. Oh, back over, the chat, back over at UCY.TV, side by side. Earth Defense Forces are mostly more than planets. I might be able to. That's the answer. Where does Chaga grow from Hopper, HB? Earth Defense Forces mostly more than planets abundantly with birch trees. I don't know too much about if that's about it. He says, it is a true superfood for your brain. It reboots the entire body from the brain. Also, what's called a living fossil, the Eco tree they discovered in China, and they planted the street trees in California a lot. Absolutely resistant to any pest or disease, so I would assume you could make tea from the leaves, and I bet it would grow for probably most places around the world. Matter of fact, it does. I saw one growing in Conway. I don't know where it was, at a bank.
The best chaga in the world is reputed to grow in Siberia. They have rated chaga from all over the world. There's information you can get on that on the internet. The British Columbia chaga that we harvest here is in the top 4 or 5 in the world. And actually, some of the stuff that we harvested last year, we sent to Empress Foods in Vancouver. And you can actually go to their website, and they rate chaga. And if you punch up the name Dan McCarthy, chaga results for 2015, you'll see the ratings on our chaga. It came back excellent. The melatonin, the melatonin active, everything about chaga, if I get talking about it, it'll absolutely astound you. I mean, the Chinese were using this thousands of years ago, Vincent. Believe it or not, if you look at the history, you'll find out the Chinese were actually keeping this away from their citizens. They didn't want their citizens to know about chaga. They kept it to themselves because they found out by eating chaga they were adding 20 to 30 years on their lives. It attacks fungus in the body. It has an effect on it. Chases free radicals out of your cell. I mean, send the link around, guys, and have a look at this stuff. I'm not a scientist, but I just know that it's made incredible changes in me and everybody that I've shared it with in my community. They come up to me after a month, they want to give you a hug. Well, to me, that's one of the most rewarding things I can do in my life because I see so many people sick, and I give them some chaga, and a month later, they haven't got rheumatoid arthritis, or their hands are feeling better, or their blood sugar is normalizing, or this is happening, or this is happening. And then they're on it for 3 or 4 months, and they're running around in circles. I mean, like myself, buddy, I'm playing hockey now at 61, and I'm not going to say this, I always say this once, I'm a goalie, and I'm playing harder right now than I have in 20 years, right now.
I thought,
attribute to the chaga. That's what I'm saying, guys. The chaga. Go get chaga.
it's a prerequisite to be able to play hockey to be a Kazakhstanian, ain't it?
Well, buddy, I'm not supposed to be doing what I'm doing at 61 years of age. I mean, I'm not supposed to be flopping around the ice. But my legs, last 2 years, and this year I was in the bush. I picked mushrooms for 5 months this year. I walked probably 3,000 miles in the bush this year with 40 pounds on my back. I couldn't do that 2 years ago, Vince. But I added chaga to my diet 18 months ago. It was about 18 months ago that I started it. I take it religiously. I take a break every 3 months just to have a little bit of talk, a little bit of the lever. I've been told by David Wolf, who he has a book called Chaga, King of Mushrooms. You can get that on the internet. I had an in-depth conversation with him about it, and he he actually was going to join me on the show, but he got tied up. I'm going to get him on the show here right away. He's going to talk about Shag on the Air for a couple hours. He can also talk about all the other botanicals that are available in the forest of British Columbia. We're blessed, guys, with all kinds of stuff that is so good for the body. We're just finding out about cingalitis and what they contain for vitamin D. This year, Vincent, I went out and got rose hips, which is the highest concentration of any plant in the world. The rose hips that grow wild in our bush up here. Highest concentration of vitamin C of any plant in the world, bar none. Natural vitamin C is synthesized in a laboratory and put on the shelf of a drugstore as vitamin C. This is the real shit. And we take that, we render it down, we render this down into a syrup now. I use a slow cooker because you'll destroy vitamin C if it reaches a certain temperature. So we simmer it at a very, very low temperature for about 36 hours. And after 36 hours, we got a red syrup. And that's all your rose hips into that. And we pour that into our chaga. And I've given that to people now. And it's like, you thought it was good before. It's like super boost to the chaga. Because we all know what vitamin C does to our bodies, man. Incredible stuff.
Let me stop you.
Okay, I'll stop right here. Okay, yeah, rambling.
We round out the first hour now. And so we'll reintroduce the show for the second hour. This is Barry France from The Big Puzzle. And we are on, we've been talking earlier about sex ed. We're rolling into health benefits plants. Talking about the chaga. It's not soft like a mushroom. Chagaknowledge.com benefits, that is an HTM. So I just posted at World Truth. It's hard, almost as hard as wood. It's unique, nothing like common mushrooms. In fact, it is the most nutritionally dense of all tree growths. Known by the Siberians as the gift of God and the mushroom of immortality. This vibrant growth has been used by humans to support health for thousands of years. The Japanese call it the diamond of the forest, while the Chinese deem it king of plants. The Chinese have saying a lot, since they have an immense history with countless plants. Now you can get the great powerful secret of the Orient through the North American herb and spice, sustainable supplements. And that has been your good sense moment. And so we're going to roll into hempcrete in this hour. If you're, I know you said an hour and we never got
I'm wound up. I'm wound up here. Just let me go have a bathroom break, get a coffee, and I'll come back.
Okay, let's do that. And I'll tell you what we will do. We'll wait on you to get back. How's that?
Well, sure. I just got been drinking coffee, and I'll be back in a couple minutes.
Back over to UCY.TV chat, channel 24 at Real Liberty Media. Earth Defense Force is, China called, he just said what I said. he said, yep, chug it, it is awesome. Mycology is a branch of biology concerned with the study of fungi, including their genetic and biochemical properties, their taxonomy, and their use to humans as a source for tender medicine, wine, cheese, edible mushrooms, and epigens, as well as their dangers such as poisoning or infection. And that is, thank you, EBF. Fungiforthepeople.org. I'm gonna go grab that. And I will bring it back over to Real Liberty Media chat and to World Truth. And this on your Facebook. If you're not at Real Liberty Media and World Truth, then you're really missing a lot, ain't you? There it is. Oh, good. I put it there at Real Liberty Media, and I'm taking it over and adding a link at worldtruth.org. Because Real Liberty Media is World Truth. Fungi for the people. Power to the fungi.
Okay.
And you can even be more fun than fungi. I'll be the fungi. How's that?
It's not in my contract to be fun.
Oh, well.
Didn't you read the fine print? I sent you a full copy.
No, I didn't.
That'll teach you to sign shit you don't read, sport.
Thank you, EBF, for that. I will, that up for sure. Native Mordon in the G, what? Oh, what is that? The, oh, they, Stanton. There you go.
I don't know.
As it's a thorough noun, well, this is just about chemical substance, typical of a plant origin, that is ingested to produce a non-ordinary state of consciousness for religious and spiritual purposes. Right, so hey, ain't no wrong with a little suicide, right?
I wouldn't touch the stuff with your hands, sir.
Why?
You like it? Because I'm lying. I've got nothing against mushrooms.
Yes. Hey, I'm looking at my friend list. There's 188 friends at World Truth, and I like 188 a lot better than 1600.
You know, I'd like to see a law enacted that forces Congress to eat mushrooms before they hold session. I'd like to see them lie after a handful of mushrooms. About,
you know, if I could scroll back here at the real, I mean, at the UCY.TV chat, I would see from Gunja Khan. He says he thinks a bunch of his own parts should just go in there. I don't want to scroll back so I could actually find it for real what he did. I'm not sure if this. I'm not going to go. He said we ought to go tell these guys, tell our wife, and get out and go ahead and take the bullet and bring awareness to the people about what's going on. So they opened fire. Remember one time a bunch of soldiers, veterans, they marched on D.C. I think a lot of people got killed too. I can't remember exactly the story. You didn't get help?
Well, we can simplify the whole thing by just forcing every politician in the world to be wearing a lie detector every time they get in front of the microphone. That would solve the problem. Wouldn't that be a law? You should pass that law.
Yeah, you know what? I ain't in favor of laws, except for one, that there'd be no more laws. And laws don't change the actions of anybody that's wrong. So hard. The heart determines what the hand does. You know, these actually in the head, you know, the mark, that marches. Our thoughts become actions, become, you know, deeds. So, a lot's not going to stop anybody.
Hell no.
Laws are there for control, buddy. Period.
So, I'm going to tap on my hat. I got my microphone attached to my hat. Ain't that crazy? I hope it's better.
I don't know. Uh oh. There you go. See, you always got to start touching stuff, you pervert.
Uh oh. I think Grammy's going to get a shot collar for me.
Hey, that would be fun, huh? I'd like to see that video. Wow. So, hempcrete's going to save the world, huh?
Well.
I don't know if it's going to save the world, but it sure make a hell of a difference.
I think you're right.
You do?
Well,
wow.
I think I'm right.
Well, that's three of us. Let's get some hempcrete buildings going, people.
It could change the way we build everything, right?
No.
Well, that's the whole world changes when it's brought widespread into our society. The whole world changes in a generation. It would change this world in ways that we can't begin to explain.
That's why they don't
do that.
That's why
they don't want it.
They don't want us to have free energy because that opens the floodgates to everything.
Yeah, and you know what, Lou? Free energy is coming, buddy.
Yeah,
there's too much out there now.
Well,
too much out there.
But it's going to take a lot of years to get to it.
I hope it doesn't take too many years because I myself, buddy, I don't think the planet's got that many more years of abuse.
The planet
before she
has.
Well, the planet's in trouble. I mean, we'll go there today, but that's just the way I see it.
Wow.
The planet's being assaulted. So, you know, we'll
the
leave that
planet.
One in the conversation. But hempcrete?
Well,
that's incredible product.
Planet. Now, we're
if you want to talk environment, I can talk that with anybody because I do see things that I think and agree. I mean, we're here to discuss them.
I have a nice environment. Yeah, but I have a nice environment where I live, so it's hard for me to participate.
To visualize. Me too. Because I'm still up here in northern British Columbia.
Yeah,
we still have an abundance of forest around me, and I have a river running by me that has 70-pound salmon going up and down it all the time. And I'm an hour away from the ocean where I used to be able to get really good seafood. But I'm at a point now because of what I've read and the understanding and the we force her to come in the other butter, Stephen, that it's getting to a point where it's not safe to eat it. And that's coming, man. The ocean's dying. I mean, if you deny that, then you've got your head in the sand because it's all in front of our face right now. I mean, I watched a show here, guys, and I don't know if you watched it, but it was called Beyond Extinction. It was done by the History Channel. Now, propaganda is propaganda, but believe it or not, the human race, as a human race, in the last 120 years, we are now responsible for almost 50% extinction of all species that were here 120 years ago. So we're almost at 50%. I'd say that's a pretty good accomplishment, man. And that's a fact. That's not me blowing smoke up my arse. That's a fact. So we got to ask ourselves what we're doing to this planet, man. Holy smokes. I mean, look at the honeybees. Holy shit. You know, there was a guy that named, what was his name? Einstein. Yeah, that guy. He said, you know, when the honeybees disappear, you're going to disappear too. And boy, what is it? The percentages now I just read on honeybee extinction around the planet, I think we're at 82 points. I'll stand corrected if I'm wrong, but I think it was 82%. So the last 20% better hang around, because if they go, our agricultural system will collapse. So what are we looking at? Holy shit, not a very nice scenario.
Mark,
thank you, Glossophy. Thank you, Glossophy. And thank you, Monsanto. Thank you, Monsanto.
Yeah, but endocrine disruptors from the glycophosphates are destroying the gut bacteria. Definitely, I think Roundup is the ill that's causing colony collapse. This has been going on for some time. So,
well, they've been using this paper. How many years have they been using Roundup, and how many millions of gallons have been dumped on the United States of America and Canada? And where is it? That's in our food stock. It's in our soil. It's destroying our biosphere. It is. I mean, it shows up. You test anybody's soil. Anybody test you right now, and you'll find glyphosate anywhere in our society because it's widespread. It has to be in our body because it's being used in our food production and spraying foods. And it's there. You can't hide this shit. It's there. And now they're under their own admission. Under their own admission. They knew 15 years ago that it was causing cancer, but they hid it. And that's a fact. So, I mean, what the hell is that all about? Let's spray them with stuff that's going to kill them and destroy the biosphere of our planet.
Hey, Chuck, I'm telling you.
Don't make those nasty.
And you guys dropped it. They're not going to get it. LibertyBeacon.com. Do a search on that. Thanks, Mr. Chuck O'Chiller. LibertyBeacon.com for Roger Landry. I'm going to have to really get him on. He's a great speaker. Also.
Yeah, I was plugging him there a while ago, Vince. I was saying the guy's relentless. When I say he does 18 hours a day of research and is relentless, does radio shows all over the world, has a great, great understanding of what's happening. Start down the rabbit holes very deep. I'd be making an understatement. Go to his site and have a look, guys. I urge you to do that. He's a great guy.
Yeah, send
him a message. He'll get on with you, no problem.
Yeah, Roger and I have been in contact for quite some time. He has really brought together a great network of folks there at RoadLibertyBeacon.com. So definitely looking up. Grammy says we're working on our own extinction, and we'll be an even smaller footnote than the dinosaurs. Unless these lizard people decide to just cut it out all the way.
Well, you know, Vince, I'm not a doomsayer, but I'm a realist. I'm realistic about what I see happening to the planet. And if you don't think we're going to kill this planet, she can take much more of this shit. I think you're wrong, because it's not just it's just not what we're doing right now. It's everything we take into consideration, like geological events, the movements of plate lines that are now situated right near nuclear power plants, chemical plants, all over the planet. This is something that really blew me away when I started looking at nuclear energy. That's one of my biggest fucking pet peeves in the world. But I did a research. I brought up a map that shows you every nuclear power plant active on the planet Earth today. And then I brought up another map that shows you every known and active geological fault line on the Earth today. And if you overlay them on top of each other, you'll go, what the fuck? What the hell is that?
Okay, Chuck, like now, on the floor. Pretty plus for everybody. Chuck's together, I have bags and bags full.
It's like, why are you calling our plants close to fault lines?
Flash has probably been hurt very badly up to this point, so I'd like to get a plug from you, Flash.
About what?
Just be done with
it. Just be done with what?
Yeah, I was cutting bucks out of this for, Barry's audience, but hey, you're on the floor now.
Oh, okay. So I didn't put him on. I'm staying neutral.
Listen to me, mister. You shut your mouth when you're talking to me.
Yes, sir. How's that? Am I doing it right?
You're doing it somehow, by the way. All right. Onward and upward.
Yeah. Hemp. I love hemp. I think hemp is the thing that's kept me healthiest through my whole life.
Now, Hans Dietrich was supposed to be over here at Real Liberty Media when we started talking about hemp here, and he was going to say things like how a biomass reduces the longevity of the material, this and that. So, hey, if you ain't here to speak up and repudiate any of these things that we're going to be talking about, then it's on you.
What are the videos? One of the videos I share with people all the time about hempcrete is a simple demonstration of a blowtorch being held against a piece of hempcrete for 2 minutes. And after 2 minutes, there's no smoke coming off that piece of hempcrete and it doesn't light up fire. And I say to people, imagine a world where everything was built with hempcrete. You'd have a world where, number one, fire departments would become a thing of the past. Millions of lives would be saved every year. Millions of dollars would be saved every year. And to me, that's a no-brainer. That could be done in two generations on the planet Earth if we all started building construction of hempcrete. Number two, hempcrete will and does retain moisture. All our building materials we use today will rot when they're exposed to moisture. It's inevitable. Hempcrete will retain moisture and expel it. It'll take in moisture when our environment is moist. It'll expel that moisture when the environment is dry. It has no rotting effect. When you combine it with lime, when you bind it with that binary ingredient of lime, it creates a cellulose on the fiber that will not rot, will not actually get stronger as time goes on. I urge people, I say, man, just go on the internet, because I can't recite all the information I've read over the years, but go on the internet, just punch up hempcrete and spend half an hour, and your mind will go in a million different directions, guys. We can build our 2x4s, our 2x6s, everything that in construction can be built with hemp. We'll build buildings that will last 1,000 years. Deforestation of the planet could stop in 2 generations. Everything about it is a win-win situation, but the powers that be are going to fight tooth and nail to keep us away from us because it doesn't go along with their agenda. We could put oil right out of business in a generation. Gone. No more fossil fuel on the planet. We could stop deforestation in a generation or even shorter if the planet grabbed it. We can make farmers rich again. All the fields that are sitting vacant that they can't make money with hay, hemp will grow anywhere, man. Well, all the soil is being detoxified. Man, I read a report that in Germany, a group of people took an area that was heavily covered in oil facilities. So the soil was saturated with oil. And they planted industrial hemp on that site. And in 4 years, they took a sample of the soil in the beginning. They took a sample of the soil when they were finished. And the detoxification of the soil had gone down 86% in 4 years simply by putting the hemp plant on the soil. And then you take hemp plant, put it in a normal field. The farmer's growing it. And after 2 years, the farmer switches to corn, a non-GMO corn, or a wheat crop. And his crop will just go boom because if the root system of hemp goes so deep into the earth, has such an enriching quality to the planet. I mean, there's studies coming out of Japan right now, guys. They're detoxifying nuclear radiated soil with the hemp plant. And then there's reports coming out of Germany about the superconductivity, about the inside fiber of the hemp plant. I mean, you go on the internet, you can spend days studying this, and everything you look at is a total win-win for our planet. And it would put these bastards right out of business in a generation. But people have to grab it. I mean, it's such an easy thing to grasp, guys. It really is. And it drives me nuts that society is still being stopped. That these fuckers still have the, excuse my language, these bastards still have the power. Yeah. Anyways, I try not to swear on the air. Excuse me, folks. That was a little stuff. Can you bleep that? Beep, beep.
Yeah, it's been bleeped. Now they know it four times.
I get pissed.
I'll actually go get it gone. Not Doug Dietrich. I was talking about Danby Cooper and Chet. Goes by Hans Dietrich, but also. Douglas Dietrich, broadcast Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com. So, no, I was talking about Douglas, but Hans. And let me go, because I've got the side by side. I didn't have my regular me opened up over here at UC West. So I'm going to log in chat over there. So
I can do something for you. And as soon as it comes on, I'll have to get the credits, and y'all have to excuse me for a moment if the bleed is over. But I've got something just for you, courtesy of UCY.TV. Ready? Oh, you may not be able to hear it. Did you hear that? Did you hear it?
I don't know what I'm supposed to listen for.
It's a gong. It's the
I didn't hear a gong. No.
Oh, wait. Let me unplug. Let me unplug this. Let me try
there it. You go. Start tinkering.
How about that?
I heard that. Yes, I did.
Let's do it again. It's a bleep meter.
Yeah. There you go.
I'm up to 11. Thanks, Jules.
I was reading a couple of comments in chat there. One of the comments was that the earth will recover, man won't. But,
yeah.
You know, maybe 1,000 years ago, I would have said, yeah, because the earth has gone through catastrophic geological events in the past, almost species-ending events, but life has always carried on. But what we now have on the earth is a planet that's covered in measles. And, of course, I'm talking about the hundreds and hundreds of nuclear power plants that are spread around this earth. We see what's going on with Fukushima. That's just one example of a major problem with a nuclear power plant. I say to people, what's going to happen on this planet when we have a major geological event on something like the maybe the San Madre or the Cascadia fault line, which is a 600-mile fault that's going to give us a maybe 100-foot tsunami hitting the west coast of the United States. How many power plants are active? I think it's 9 within the Cascadia strike zone, the San Madre's fault line. I think we have 12, and 3 of them are GE Mark V generators. The worst design, the same design that we're dealing with in Fukushima. What's going to happen to this planet when we have a couple of these geological events? And we cover this planet with nuclear. Is life going to survive? Has Mother Nature ever been exposed in its history to the potential destruction that could happen to this planet by simultaneous and multiple nuclear meltdowns around this earth, because that's what we're sitting on by creating nuclear power plants or building nuclear power plants on top of fault lines. Geological events do not stop in human history. They will continue. And the earth has rocked this planet in ways that we have never experienced in human history. It has torn continents apart. And what have we done? We've laid down nuclear power plants that are going to fail, and they're going to melt down, and we're going to cover this pure earth in shit. But what we have to do as a human race, we have to first, number one, eliminate nuclear power. It has to be taken right off the planet, because we're only now starting to see the scourge of what this is doing to our earth. God, folks, what does it take? We're being God. We're killing the oceans. We're killing life on the planet for power. Fuck that shit. Excuse me.
We don't need that. Look, Vic Floyd, Monty Clark.
I get pissed when I talk about that, Vince. Sorry, guys. I get right pissed.
You noticed something.
Hey, big plug. Lonnie Clark, UCY, Monday, Wednesdays, and Fridays, the Age of Vision. Find her on World Truth and friend her. She has accepted one of my invites, and her name is Lonnie. A lot of people that have come over, some people are contributing, and others just came over just to be nice to me because I went and put the bug in them. She come join World Truth. So, Barry, be prepared to be bombarded. So you come over here and join World Truth. I will not leave you alone, sir.
What is that, good or bad? Did I do
something
wrong?
Good. And unless, of course, I am the devil, I'm looking at my YouTube channel. What matters be easily to, or Roman numeral 2, I've got 6,360 views, so it's almost 666. It may be the devil. I am the God of Fire.
Anytime I can share just common thoughts with people, my thoughts, I mean, everybody's got their own thoughts, but I don't see any common sense in our world anymore, and I just try and think common sense. Like, when I talk about nuclear, there's no sense in nuclear industry, there's none. It was never brought to the earth to provide power for the planet. It was brought to the earth to produce weapons-grade plutonium. If you do your research into it, you'll find out what I'm telling you is true. It's like everything else that's brought into our society that seems to be detrimental has got an agenda behind it. You know, we can talk about fluoride, we can talk about all things that have come into our society in the last 50 years. There's an agenda behind them. They're sold to the public. And what we got now? We got literally the oceans dying in front of my eyes, and I have to look myself in the mirror every day and say, hey, what are we leaving down for a legacy? What are we, you know, what her kids, or as my children have been experienced, anything that I was able to experience in my lifetime in 10 years from now, the way we're going right now, if we don't stand up and stop this shit, we're going to see the planet collapse. So then what? Where are we going to go? Like, you know, it's just someplace I can go. Let me go. Beam me up, Scotty. Get me out of here.
Yeah.
I can't do that, unfortunately. I'm stuck here. So I'm going to fight for it.
And Anon in chat, if Relieving Me, says evolve or die. And Juan and Taco says, and I've lost my scroll back up. Yes, Juan says, Fukushima has a problem. Without change, ladder, if probable, and that is the die part. Beth says, when I hear a moose rant. And that is Moosey. Moose Girl and Dreamer do radio here Friday nights. So, if you're not a regular listener to Real Liberty Media, listen, reallibertymedia.com for worldchurch.org. Come on over here and join in. You can be an anonymous chatter, or you don't even have to chat. You can just come listen. Side by side, if you see what I'm looking at all y'all.
Well,
and
think about shows like this, we can all share our opinions. And I don't expect everybody to agree with what I think, and I don't expect, you know, if you agree with it, that's fine. If I say something that you understand or you agree, that's great. But we're here just to share thoughts. And I think the time in human history where we all have to get rid of our barriers between us and start talking as a people, because we have so many issues right now that are facing the human race, that if we don't start talking about it, we don't get rid of these barriers, and, you know, getting rid of the barriers, I think that's the biggest challenge that faces us. Because these barriers have all been put in place over a long period of time to get the human race where it is today. Now, like you said, we fight amongst ourselves when we should be fighting the people that are really, really taking away our future. That's the way I see it. So we really kind of just, you know, I try and talk with people every time I get a chance and open a conversation, because a lot of people now are really receptive to it because they see what's going on. They're not blind, although even mainstream knows that they've been forced to expose stuff that they would never expose in the past. They're trying to keep some accountability with the public, and the public's becoming aware of it. Now we see alternative media numbers going way past CNN, ABC, and NBC, and I say, hey, kudos to that. But society is waking up, and I think we're in a pile of poop, and boy, I think we just got to start really having open, hard conversations with each other. I'm not scared to say I talk with my heart, because I do. I feel at this point history is important, and we talk with our hurts.
Yeah, let's make a mark on the news. All right, thank you, Hal. Hal Anthony, lesson from behind the woodshed, originating right here at Real Liberty Meetings on Sunday's broadcasting to UCY.tv. Thank you, Real Liberty Media, for World Truth. And by the way, you're welcome to share any opinion, and if it differs from mine, you can say whatever you want. You just keep your mouth shut when you do it. Just kidding.
We were talking about him. We went somewhere else. That happens when I get talking. I never know where I'm going to go. But anyway, get back to him. You know, a couple of years ago, I had the pleasure of doing a tour around British Columbia with Rick Simpson, and I'm sure some of your listeners are familiar with Rick. He authored the book called Right from the Cure. He's known all over the world for his crusade to bring to the public's attention the benefits of medical marijuana oil. And I got to travel around the province with him. We talked.
Not marijuana. States. I got to interrupt you. I'm sorry. Not marijuana. Hey.
Cannabis oil. Anyway. He did. He was the one that really brought his public attention about 12 years ago, introducing Rick Simpson oil, and he's got websites, Phoenix Cedars. Like I said, he's authored a couple books now. I got to spend a month of my life with that guy, and that really got me on board with what I saw, because I got to meet people down in Vancouver and around the province that had actually knocked cancer out of their bodies and seen all kinds of other things happen. So it was an inspiring tour, and Rick's a great friend of mine. I talk to him all the time. He's over in Zagreb right now, and he's on his way to Chile. Go talk to the Chilean government here in about a week or so. So, kudos to him and his crusade. Go to the website, guys. Phoenix Cures is his website. And you can also read his book online, YouTube, Running from the Cure, Rick Simpson. Go have a look at the work that Rick's done. Kudos to him.
Where'd you go, Vince? Oh, we did. We lose.
I'm over here. I'm talking and realized just now when you said where am I at, my mic was muted. So, hey, good day. Big shout out to JJ James Freeland against the wall, fellow at Los Angeles at UCY.TV. Grammy dropped us a link in the chat. George Carlin, the universe wanted plastic. So, it's like a minute 56. If you guys want to take a break, I'm going to unplug and see how this sounds so I can take it. I'm going to unplug my headset here and play this and see how it sounds without running the speaker from the computer. So it sounds like crap. Sorry. But here goes. You guys take a couple minute break. It's not going to be loud enough. Let me try plugging in. It's probably not loud enough.
That's not me. That's you.
I can dream indeed, and that is the perfect segue between him and Sex Ed. Sex Ed will kick off. Okay, we'll leave it at that. All right, so here I am back, and you can beat on your keyboard now. By hit it, bump in the night.
Hit what?
Oh, I don't know. Hit it. Take it away.
Take what away? Where are you going?
Thanks.
Did you?
Whale farting, I believe, is what we were hearing in the background. Thanks, Ben. And yeah, that's what the. Yeah, there you go. There is Barry. He is ruling the media guys 69071. Yeah, going to have Rick on the air in 2 weeks. ShakeAndWakeRadio.com. If you're on WorldTruth or on Facebook, you'll find the links there I posted to. Facebook and WorldTruth. So you check out Barry Prince and The Big Puzzle. We have a new listener over at UCY coming in. Shit, I think it's Shit's Gits, or Shit's Git, I think it's his name. And I'm reading something else back here. It's like a dramatic pause.
You lost me there. Right. I didn't know where you were going.
This is, I will see if I can find a link where the time frame was newer info, and that was something, I guess. Just saying, I must be talking about Rick. Better see who's saying it's thousands of years. Well, she used to live in Nova Scotia, not far from Rick. Don't know him, though, but most people do. If you don't know who he is, check it out. The Big Electron, yeah, George Carlin. She says, well, you can tell him I'm from Nova Scotia. So, yeah, tell Yo, Rick, Beth Z says hello from Real Liberty Media when you have him on, Barry.
Yeah, well, unfortunately, Rick is in a position where he doesn't really want to come back to Canada because they're probably going to arrest him. So, he came to BC there a couple of years ago, and I've tried to get him back a couple of times, but he's telling me that he's going to stay in Europe because he won't get arrested. Way more acceptance for what he's doing over there than there is in Canada right now, but that's changing with the Liberal government, apparently. So they said, we'll see where it goes.
There's a lot more money to be made, you know, by regionalizing it.
Well, I don't think anybody should have the right to even touch it, man. Who gives them the right to legalize a plant that grows on this earth? When they get control of it, we'll never have it free, buddy. I'm totally against government control of it. Whoever gave them the right to control something that was given to us that everybody should be using. Like I said, they can control it, but it'll never be free. It'll be just like alcohol and everything else, control mechanism. But we look at Monsanto, and we got Monsanto now genetically modifying the plant. What are they going to do? Of course, they're going to remove the CBLs and CBDs. Everything is good in the plant. They'll take it out because they don't want us healthy. They don't want us healthy. They have the marijuana or cannabis oil represents the biggest threat to the pharmaceutical in the world. Rick told me, he said years ago, he said everybody had a jar of cannabis oil beside their bed every night. They took a gram every day. Boom. There wouldn't be people lined up in the doctor's office. Period.
I believe that, guys.
That plus Jagger plus everything else that I'm doing in my body. I take cannabis oil every day, guys. I have been for about 2.5 years now since Rick came here. He actually taught me how to make it. He was at my house for almost a month.
It's important to remember that the heat destroys. Yeah, so microwave scripture is a good way to make it. Beth does know who Rick Simpson is, just didn't know him personally. So,
well, anyways, 2 weeks from now, I'm going to have a talk with him. So, tune in if you want to hear Rick talk. Pretty cool guy.
Yeah.
Always got good stuff to say.
By the way, Barry, I feel free to post to my timeline there on Facebook anytime you want, and as well as World Truth. Well, you get signed up over here at worldtruth.org, by the way. And yeah, Connecting Voices is what I do. So hey, post it up there, and that's a good way to, if you'll do like some other good folks do, and post to my timeline, I appreciate it. And it's also a way for me to be reminded what's going on, because I too got so much going on. Thankfully, there's many of me to accomplish many tasks that I undertake.
I'll tell you, buddy, I'd like that. I'll ask my I have a doctor friend in the States that I'll ask him if he can get onto your show, because he loves sharing information with people. And he is one of the leaders right now in the research of the endocannabinoid system in the human body. He's been studying since 1978. He's been studying this system in the body. And I've had him on a couple shows, and I'll send you a link and see if you'll come on and talk about it, because he really lays it out to people in his research how this works in the body, and people have to understand why it works so well and why it's being kept away from us. So I'll send you a link on him and see if I can get it for you. An incredible guy to talk to.
Yeah, awesome. The human brain actually has the cannabinoid receptors in the brain. So
yeah,
I think it's a tree a lot.
Well, they by their own admittance, the discovery of the endocannabinoid system in the human body is the greatest discovery in medical history, but it's still only being taught 13% of the medical schools in the States, and that's a travesty, and that's what we got to change.
You got to realize that the doctors that are produced today are a little more than 10th for the pharmaceutical industry, too. So.
Well, we all know how the pharmaceutical industry works. Let's not talk about them, because I'll get really pissed.
And probably
I'm trying to end the show on a good note here, because I talk about Big Pharma and my blood pressure goes up.
Hey, Vince.
Also known as the Big Fuck You.
Vince.
Yeah, exactly. Kill you for a fuck you.
I just put a link. I put a link on the main feed of WT for you, Vince.
Okay. Well, I'll go fetch it up.
I didn't put your
name
on it, but I just posted it.
I got to thinking, my keyboard, if I hit while I was on Skype, it would crash my computer. So I thought, hey, let's try something radical. Let me unplug it and plug it into another port. And guess what? I can type in Skype at the same time. Amazing. Pretty cool, huh?
Oh, yeah.
For technical. Okay, I hit Vince easily on World Truth, and so it's going to cycle around and bring me over here to. You posted it on my timeline, or it's not showing? Or you posted the main feed? Mister? Flash, where'd you post it? Main feed or on my page?
On the main feed!
Oh, I thought you put it on my page. I gotta click World Truth down.
Sorry about there. No, I put it on.
Yeah, fine.
But it just, it struck me as important, considering what Barry just spent an hour and a half talking about. And this was caught my attention, so I thought you might like to see it.
There it is. It. Russia to build first nuclear plant before 2022.
So.
Is that it?
Yeah. And that just answers your question about nuclear, doesn't it?
Yeah. Insanity goes on, doesn't it?
Mm. Yeah.
They don't tell you about all the nuclear power plants that are leaking around the earth right now. They don't bring that up in the news.
No.
They don't go into what's going on in Hanford or the Columbia River or any other major disasters we're seeing right now. They don't talk about it.
St. Louis, Monty's covering that every Wednesday now. That's our Monday. I'm
sorry. Yeah, the dump site. Wednesday's
her guest out a day. Friday's is phone in Friday, Fission Friday. Phone in the Agent Fission, Lonnie Clark, you see what on TV. That airs at 11 Eastern on UCY.TV, Wednesday and Friday. And hey, y'all are certainly invited to join the conversation at 718-717-8296 on Fridays for Phony and Fission Friday. Where am I at? Somewhere.
Well, I just wanted you to see what a coincidence that was, okay? Because I heard about it the other day through another link, and it just kind of flashed. And I thought, wow, this guy's all about disarming nuclear, and the Russians are loaning Egypt money to start it. So, wow. There's a little bit of a disagreement going on in the world.
You can think?
Oh, I'd say, yeah. Some of these voting people, they don't want to take responsibility for what's happening, but if they wouldn't vote, they couldn't do this shit.
Exactly.
There wouldn't be enough support to do it without voters, and voters don't understand that, so they keep voting to fix it.
Well, they think there's going to be a change, man.
Oh, yeah, it's like watching a six-year-old try to fly an airplane. No, it ain't going to happen.
The only thing changes is the puppet in front of you.
Well, pretty much, yeah. I gave up on politics a long time ago. But my peers and a few people other than peers, they tend to mock me for the decisions that I made based on the way I see society. And I think society just sucks. The bigger the population, the bigger the suck. So I found out that living in small islands was really a good way to go. And that's what I've been doing, and it works. It's a nice way to live. The people are better to you, too.
Yeah, you don't have to lock your doors at night, eh?
Well, no, the wife's from the city, so she's a door locker, but me, I could care less. And, yeah, I'm not afraid of anybody around here. They're just nice people. So if you got a child acting up once in a while, the grown-ups will take care of it. They don't even have police here.
Cool. Sounds like a nice place to live, buddy.
Yeah. But they've let me marry one of theirs, and they tolerate me. I don't know why. You know, they just let me stay. So I stay. And then Cirque's not about America in the second place. It wouldn't be like, hey, we're moving to Delaware to go meet Joe Biden. And she'd be like, no, I don't want to go there. So I stay here. That's a nice way to do it, too. You know, cause
hey, hopefully tomorrow, I've got to find out if this is confirmed or not, but Chuck Horton from Devil Cross Radio is going to be my guest, and hopefully he's going to bring along somebody, and we're going to talk about being exiled or expatriation. And I'll scroll down here in just a minute while you guys talk, and I'll go retrieve that information. And like I said, when we get done here, I'm going to go do some post-production and pre-production for tomorrow. It's going to be down. So let me hand y'all the mic back, and I'll be back in a minute.
All right. Go ahead. What's on your mind now? You tend to get a good run going.
I have a million things on my mind, buddy, but if I get into things, then it's going to be a 10-minute conversation.
Oh, well. Well, anyway,
I'm seeing chaos. I'm seeing a lot of chaos in our planet right now. I'm seeing, you know, everybody in the Middle East is rattling the war sabers, and we have Turkey getting involved and Russia getting involved. And the whole scenario is really difficult to follow and to know who's telling the truth and who's not telling the truth. But we're sure seeing a major escalation in the Middle East. We're seeing the problems with the immigrants in Europe. We're seeing the same thing now, the pushback in the States against the U.S. government. We now have our government here bringing in 50,000 Syrians into Canada in the next, 2.5 months. And the fact that they're not going through normal screening processes, that they're bypassing a lot of Canadian laws to rush these people into the country, it's going to bring up some questions in your mind. There's a lot of things going on in my country right now that we're really people are starting to become aware of and becoming concerned about. I mean, the same thing playing out everywhere, buddy. The same agenda. We have Bill C-51 go through, now the Trans-Pacific Trade Agreement. They passed that. I mean, basically, we're being sold out, and people are going to see a big change in our society here very quickly. Worldwide.
Okay.
That's what's on my mind. I'm concerned about that. I mean, I'm not prejudiced, I'm not racist, but I agree that immigrants are a good thing if they go through a normal screening process, but our government, for some reason, is bringing them from a particular area by their own admission. They're one-third of them are Islamic radicals, and they're not going through the normal screening process, so one's got to ask himself how many bad apples are going to be coming into Canada. And out of 50,000 people, if you didn't think there was going to be some bad apples coming in, then I think you'd have your head in the sand. And I ask, what's the agenda behind this? Why all of a sudden the push by our government to do this? We see the same thing happening in the United States of America. We see the same thing happening in Europe. This has got to be disturbing to people. Just my thoughts on that, buddy. What do you think? What do you see? Well, you're not involved. I don't know if you watch it, but
guilt by bombing. If you didn't attack them, none of this would have happened in the first place. So there you go. You want war, you got war. Your voting public is the problem. They're the ones that caused all this. I blame them. I don't want any part of this shit that's going on. From nuclear to wars to take away your rights to what a bunch of shit. You people want to live like that, that's on you, but I ain't going to do it. No way.
I agree, buddy. But, you know, that's how society's being conditioned. You know, that war is good. We need wars, right? Well, America's always been involved in a war for how long? For the last 100 years. They've always been involved in a war. And since 9/11, it's escalated. I mean, holy smokes, what's going on? Land of the free, home of the brave. It's not the American citizens that are doing this. It's their government. They think they're voting in a new party. They vote Democratic. They think there's going to be change. They vote Republican. They think there's going to be a change. But it's two heads on the same stake, man. Nothing changes.
Well,
What is voting going to do? I mean, really seriously, in the last four elections, five elections, how many elections in the United States of America were instead of a two-party system? And yet those two parties are identical. They just speak in different language. But they're both, like I said, the head of the same state. So you're voting for change, and you think you're getting a change, but you're not. So what's the alternative? Totally not vote? What happens then? I don't know. I don't have the answers to that, but just a few thoughts I wanted to throw in there.
Okay, here we go. I found it. X5, this is waiting confirmation. Episode 5. So in the last 4 days, we've been running extras, so I'm not going to change my theme up here. ABC says number 5 is E. F will be I, maybe. Yeah. But it has a kind of a fire theme. You know. So episode 5, Exile. Expatriation and why one would choose to relocate. Friday noon, Central on Wolf Truth, Real Liberty Media. Guest Charles Horton from Double Cross Radio. Noon Central, that is, right here on World Liberty Media. And hopefully he's going to bring along James Guzman of Borderless Podcast. He may join the call. He knows a lot about the laws that are making it increasingly difficult to leave the U.S. of A.
Yes.
I speak Canadian, right?
Yep. A. Yeah, I've seen those laws passing, man.
See, laws passing, there's a problem.
In there.
So we're
there's
a problem.
We make laws that are unconstitutional.
Stop them.
Nobody's screaming about it.
Well, then there you go. That's what I was saying. The popular vote is to do the shit it does. There you go.
Yes.
I don't agree with it. I think it's crazy.
Yes. Sorry, guys. It was, and so I've got it here in the Skype. I've got it already downloaded here, and I've got to put it up to archives.org, yesterday's broadcast. Like I said, I've got a lot of catching up to do here. So that will be available, and I'll bring it back. And this one here will go to Flash will send me the link. I'll download it and put the MP3 to archives.org. Thanks to Steve Moyer. He came on, did some screen sharing, and showed me some stuff. And that was pretty simple. Now, converting to MP3 from MP3 to put to YouTube. And by the way, Gregor, I've got more than one YouTube account. What Matters Be Easy is when I work off. I also have What Matters Worldwide on UCY.TV that I use strictly for just reference for UCY. So I'm not sure. I couldn't find anywhere where any kind of message that said that I was made a part of the WorldTruth.org YouTube to be able to upload there. So I guess I'll change accounts and go see if you put me there. Like I said, there's more than one of me everywhere I go. Sometimes I run into myself when I turn around, but there it is. Your farmer with Lowe Cutman. That's the Stoner's Cookbook. Check that out. All right, since I interrupted you guys, you can have it back.
No, you go ahead. I'm
you're right ahead. You got the ball.
I'm fine.
Can we roll the ball? Get the ball rolling?
No. You can't. You do what you're told, slave. What's wrong with you?
I've got to step out of here in a couple more minutes anyways, Fitz. But it's been a pleasure being on here with you.
Awesome. Listen, why don't you tell the folks where to find you again, when and where, who and what you are, and how you do it.
I do a show once a week on Shake and Wake Radio. The station is actually down for a couple of days, but it'll be up again. Should be up by tomorrow. And I do a weekly show there for a couple hours on Sunday at 3 p.m. Pacific. And I get some pretty cool guests coming in. We talk about a lot of stuff that's disturbing us and stuff that makes us smile. And I always try and touch on those subjects during a show because there's too much negativity out there needing answers. And we all need to look for answers, period. So I'm on Facebook also. Anybody can talk to me. I'll talk to anybody anytime about anything. Thanks for having me on, guys.
Thanks a bunch, Barry. Really appreciate you coming on board with us. So Flash and I will round it out. We'll talk about you. So you may want to stick around for the listen at least for the next 10 minutes or 8, as it may be.
I can be here for a couple more minutes and I do have to go. I was actually supposed to go somewhere an hour ago. But I put it off for an hour.
Oh, well, good. I'm glad you did.
It's all your fault. Vince, told you.
It's all your fault, Vince.
It's all your fault. You're the boss.
So, I take the blame. Welcome, World Truth, Daniel.
And guys, really, everybody out there, Vince and Lou, I know you look really good. Everybody out there has really got to take a good look. Go on the internet. Guys, just go on the internet and look at him, okay? Do me a favor. If I said anything today that I would love people to just take a couple minutes, go on there and study it for 15 minutes, and boy, the lights will come on in your mind. I guarantee you. So I'll just leave you with that today, okay, Vince?
Right on, brother. Thanks again for joining in.
You're welcome.
I'll catch back up with you, and I'll bring you the archive to this a little later on. How are they close?
Hey, gentlemen, I am going to step out of here, guys. Thanks a lot for having me on again, and we'll chat again for sure.
Right on.
Nice meeting you, Lou. And enjoy your meal. And Vince, we will talk later, buddy. Thanks again. Have a
will
good day.
Do.
I'll bottom of the meeting.
10-4 and all that shit. So.
Well, I had a good quote here from Ken Frostle at World Truth that it passed. Or let's see if I can remember what it said.
Okay.
Justice is no longer blind, but a key four.
Yeah.
So I wish it was right here because I forgot the rest of it. We got any birthdays? You know, I'm, I I'm going to take my birthday down because I don't have a birthday. I have a born day. It only happened once. But where they at? Hey, where they go? Upcoming events, birthdays. Tim Douglas is after tomorrow. Gene Hinden, Moose Girl, 3/8, Johnny Yuma, JL. Hey, I haven't talked to JL in a while. I need to catch back up with him. Great guy. And Scotty Mike Brown. All members at World Truth. So, you won't get a happy birthday from me on the face, but I'll tell it to you now. Happy born day, or celebration of the day you were born.
You cracked me up.
I hit you with some eggs and then we cracked up.
That's it?
Hi, Blackbird. Blackbird's a dude, by the way, not a chick. I just assumed it was a girl because I had a girlfriend that was called her Blackbird.
Oh. Well, that was your mistake. Who else are you speaking for but yourself?
Well,
Captain
just for myself.
Oh, okay. I just asking. I might have signed up to something I didn't want to be part of.
Yeah, Blackbird was a big tall Norwegian gal from Minnesota, eh? Sure, you betcha.
Diet,
that makes sense.
Diet Minnesota, right?
Huh?
Diet Minnesota?
Yeah, they're little bitty bottles. I mean, it's a new thing now. Minnesota. Sure, you betcha. Well, hey, we got 5 minutes to round out. That's a good gift. Very good to have. We did a little radio last Sunday. He's guest to Chuck O'Chelly. I love you, Chuck. Good man. We're going to have Chuck back one day. And so much to do, so much to do, right?
Well, that's because, see, that's what your attention is on, is connecting people, and then your feet seem to follow. And you make commitments, and you keep your words, so this thing is working. And you do most, you do most everything there is to do. I just get on here and give you shit.
Well, I'm proud to be given shit from, because I did have to order shit. I was out of shit for shits to give, so I did go through the UCY.TV link for Amazon and ordered my shits and fucks there, and it bumps a few things over to UCY.TV. So remember. Contribute where you can. World Truth, Real Liberty Media, UCY.TV. Liking is loving and sharing is caring. And do what you can, right? See, this is nice having some Canuck info too for a change. Haha. Well, here in North Carolina. Oh, yeah, I can speak North Carolinian. I take these smart pills that I got. AKA rabbit poop. If you don't know that one, fit a wallet, that's how you thought that you from North Carolina. Oh, not everybody talks like that there. Come on.
Wow.
Come on.
Wow.
Consistency. Thank you.
Yeah, what do you call a North Carolina resident with 32 teeth? Family of six.
Yeah. So I hope the audio quality was a little better. So we don't want to hear you type of E's. Oh, yeah, quit smacking.
Smacking what?
Your mouth.
Me?
Okay. Shut your mouth and you talking. thank you, Ben. So, yeah, when I get out west out there to you, I'm bringing this. I got a mixer and a good mic. And I'll have to hook up with Cowboy Tech and get them there. Stick all the things in the right holes, and maybe it won't work. I don't know. It didn't sound right, did it?
Uh-huh.
No?
Yeah, you sound just like normal. Train wreck. Yeah, you are the train wreck of all radio shows, and you do it in your own way.
I'm smart. It's a grammar shit. And, yeah, Real Liberty Media has helped several shows start off. So, Beth, yeah, I did 67 episodes at UCY, not to mention the other shows that I hosted and produced. And so, you'd think I'd be a lot better at what I do, but all I do is run my mouth. So, we're coming up to the end. Say goodnight, Gracie.
Who's Gracie?
I don't know. I can't find it. She's supposed to be here.
You're plagiarizing again, aren't you? One of these days, you'll have an original thought and tell us what it is.
I won't go tell you if I do.
Keep it a secret.
I'm taking on this show, no, and be done with you for today. Hey, send me the link for today when we're done, and I'll get that copy today. Let me go. Thank you, Hannibal. That was Hannibal, our co-producer. let's get these two up. I gotta back up and get the rest on up there. And so, eating up, I'll go get the link put up here as soon as I hang up. And thanks for listening, everybody. I appreciate being here. That's it. Say goodnight. We're done. Bye bye.